Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, the tools, wisdoms, and insights for purpose, personal empowerment, and having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, this is episode 14, and today we're looking at five ways surrender isn't giving up. Okay, number one. Well, in our world, there's often two perceptions, all right? There's the heartfelt perception, shall we say, or the universal perception, and then there's the human one. Now, of course, we need both of those, all right, to navigate through the physical world, but also to be our greatness in the sense of our multidimensional self, not just our human self. So I like to make a big, big distinction with the state of surrender. The human one is saying it's giving in, giving up, throwing in the towel, losing the battle. And historically, surrender has come from wars and conflicts and all of the passing paradigm of power over and of one side succumbing and having to surrender to another. So it's been quite a polarized concept, and it's been obviously quite extreme. But in the universal sense, surrender actually turns from being a very undesirable situation in the humanness to actually a very powerful and empowering tool. So surrender, when you look at it from the universal wisdom perspective, it is talking about actually the capacity to consciously choose to let go of polarity, for example, to let go of the extremes, to let go of extreme focus that's become forcing, trying, and the imbalance that happens with our creativity, with our heart-mind alignment, for example, through trying to force something or trying to make something happen. So surrender is saying, don't do any of those things. But if you do get to that point, you can use surrender to pop yourself into the awareness that you need to allow yourself to move back to the balance point. So get out of the polarity of forcing, and also get out of putting yourself under potentially extreme stress by trying to realize something when you actually need a reset between your doing and being energy, between your masculine and feminine aspects. So surrender is extremely handy, not because you're giving up on yourself or your creativity or your practical application of your imagination and your vision. You're actually saying, oh, need to take a break here, need to have a little bit of a reassessment situation, and need to allow the fact that this perhaps isn't working as well as I thought, or it isn't going in the direction that I wanted. Okay, so number two, a lot of people go, well, how do you know between surrender, you know, choosing to do it differently, and giving up totally, and actually being, let's say, your limited self interfering and telling you that you don't need to persist, and actually you should have persisted? Well, I have got an episode called Know Thyself. Yes, if you'd like to listen to that one, that might give you insights into helping you with this. But surely when we are discussing spiritual tools, it's a personal journey, all right? There's no right equation or wrong answer. But my my line of balance, or my line that is drawn between polarity and balance. Now, balance, of course, is relative. We can't have a supreme balance because energy is moving all the time. But we can establish, like a pendulum, if you imagine swinging from rest ever so slightly either side of that point, that can be a very workable balance for us and allow us to create with great joy and relative effortlessness and great alignment for our heart and mind. So when we get out of that type of balance, that's when we're starting to try, we're starting to force potentially, and we're starting to get more and more attached or anxious or fearful about our creativity. So for me, when people are needing surrender, the indication is that if you have persisted and you've bothered, that then beyond that point, you're recognising that you're getting more and more miserable, you're struggling more and more, and you're getting decreasing returns for your effort in the sense that you're basically not seeing any big breakthrough or any big change. So what surrender says is you've got all the experience, but you've also got a diminishing level of returns with the amount of energy you're putting into something. And so that can very much be an indicator that you just got stuck, got so hyper-focused or so anxious about the circumstance that you're not going to benefit any further by trying to do it even more the same way. So surrender is very good for the heart-mind alignment. You guys have heard me speak about this a lot. And so that's the balance between Creative HQ being your heart center and your infinite connection, and also, of course, the mind. And we need the mind to create in the practical, but we also need to acknowledge through surrender that if we want more energy or we want a better use and a better command of our energy without over controlling and crushing our creation by trying too hard, then we do need to activate surrender to get back into balance if we've got a bit attached and a bit obsessive and a bit over-focused. So my key for number two is get back into balance, recognise the degree of struggle that you're under and recognise the degree of fulfilment and look at that and say, is this really a balanced place? Because if it's not, then you can utilise surrender. Now, just remember, in spiritual terms, surrender does not mean that you're just setting light to everything and going, it's a huge failure and I've got to start again from scratch. All right, you've got your experience, you've got the expertise that's brought you to that point, you've got all the experimentation and the wisdoms that you've learned along the way. But in addition to that, you've also got the opportunity simply to walk away and take a break. So surrender says get back into alignment, get back into balance, get back into allowance of the flow. And if you can do that, then you're going to benefit from your energy coming back on stream and back online in a much more balanced way. All right, because when we're polarized, our energy tends to spill everywhere. Okay, so it isn't actually going to be necessarily directed or channeled fully into the ideas, the sketch, the form that we want. Okay, so number two, a way, surrender gives you a way to get back into balance and improve your heart-mind alignment. Number three, okay, realizing that forcing, resistance, and all of those strugglesome levels that we can get to, all right, one of the other reasons they're unhelpful is because they're sending the universal flow away from us. The more we have resistance, stress, anxiety, and anguish in our energy field, so an absence of peace, an absence of balance and centeredness, then the more likelihood we are to actually put a barrier between us and what we truly want to create. So it's a bit ironic, but actually surrendering is letting go. And as we let go, then we're also going to be able to let go of that resistance or that sort of energetic barrier that we've been creating by trying too hard. And a lot of people would say that actually stepping away, surrendering is helpful because it does reduce stress. But the key here in number three is to realise that you're not only causing yourself stress, trying too hard and wasting your energy, but you're also sending away the very energy from around you that could support in creating what you truly want. So surrender not only helps you be more efficient with your energy, it actually helps you co-create with the greater universe more effectively. Okay, so, and as we know, if we're going to create resistance, then it's not particularly wise, because the unknown actually equals opportunity. All right, so surrender again is saying don't resist, take a break, but also reassess and rebalance, so then you can find perhaps a different way or a different route to achieve what you want to achieve. Okay, number four. Surrender is very useful in case you are unaware that you've basically had your project hijacked by your limited self. And this is a lot more common than people realise. So the limited self sits in the mind, right? So we've all come up with a brilliant concept, a brilliant sketch for this wonderful next creative step. And now we've moved into the mind, yeah, to apply it. But the problem is the limited self has gone, I don't really want you to make a success of that and look great and, you know, everything go well for you, because then you won't spend any time with me, or you'll spend less time with me. So the limited self can also literally con us into a dialogue of criticism, or a dialogue of force and highlighting, or trying to make us think of different aspects that are going to undermine what we're doing. So that can be actually bizarre, because we can say, well, I'm used to a few negative thoughts, or I'm used to sort of habitual ramblings in my head, but I don't really think of them as being unhelpful. Now, none of them individually are, all right, but they're all coming potentially if you're feeling or beginning to feel that you're getting a little bit drained or a little bit down or a little bit less positive about what you're doing. They often are a result of the limited self attempting to keep you inside the cube and you not completing what you want to do. So this can also happen with the limited self pushing you even further into polarity by going, you're not good enough, you've got to do more, or making you feel even more a victim of your circumstances by, you know, sort of, I told you so, it was going to go really badly and look what happened. So the key with this is to surrender to silence, all right? To stop listening to any of the inner dialogue that might be lowering your frequency, lowering your ability to connect in your heart center. And then go, aye, I'm hearing a lot of very unsupportive things coming along. So, oh, oops, I've been hijacked by my limited self. So it's to understand that if that's happened, you need to get back in your heart pretty sharpish. So surrender, get in your heart. Don't argue, get in your heart. Okay, and number five, surrender's a funny one. Who here loves to procrastinate? Who's got a really good idea but then does nothing about it? Who likes to stress about everything they're doing or avoid what they know they're really good at? Okay, so one of the best things to do is to use surrender in this particular situation. But the irony is you're not surrendering to silence, you're surrendering to just doing it. All right, so the tool surrender is really amusing when it happens that it's there for you to harness, to acknowledge how worthy you are, how great your creation is, and the power of your own free will. Okay, well, it's been my pleasure to spend episode 14 with you surrendering and seeing the benefit of the tool of surrender. And if you'd like more content like this, please visit yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. And I look forward to seeing you at episode 15. Thank you very much.